Market Hall information. The borough of Hindburn has a strong market tradition dating back to the early 1300s. The Market Hall was opened in 1868. It was designed by J.F. Doyle and opened by S. Dugdale, chairman of the local Board of Health. The opening was a magnificent event fit for the grandeur of the building, which brought people from far and wide and included a procession of thousands of celebrants and a full evening concert with performances from famous opera singers and pianists. The building is architecturally outstanding, with carved stone figures adorning the front of the building, representing market produce, pheasants, sheep, fruit, and vegetables. This black and white photograph captures a lively street scene on Blackburn Road in Accrington, likely from the 1960s. It shows a bustling intersection in front of two grand, historic buildings, a market hall and a town hall. On the right side of the image stands a large, imposing stone building with intricate architecture, most likely the market hall. The building has a grand facade with large arched windows, heavy stone columns, and detailed ornamentation. The upper part of the building has sculptures, and a large clock is visible in the center of its ornate pediment. This structure is made from dark stone with lighter stone details, giving it a striking, decorative appearance. In front of this building, there are several small trees and people gathered around what looks like a small garden or square. Some people are sitting on benches, while others are walking about or standing in conversation. The area is enclosed by short stone posts connected by chains, creating a boundary between the small garden area and the sidewalk. A bus stop shelter is also visible, and several people seem to be waiting for a bus. To the left of the market hall, another large stone building can be seen, likely the town hall. It is similarly grand in style, with arched entrances and windows that mirror the architectural language of the market hall. This building, however, appears slightly more utilitarian, with simpler stone details compared to the highly decorative market hall. The street itself, Blackburn Road, is wide and busy. Several vehicles are on the road, including two double-decker buses. One of the buses is closer to the foreground on the right side, partially cut off by the frame of the photograph. The other bus is further in the distance, driving down the street toward the background. There are also a few cars parked or driving along the road, including an old-fashioned car in the left foreground, which dates the photo to a time when double-decker buses and these types of vehicles were common, likely the mid-20th century. Pedestrians fill the pavements and street crossings, going about their daily business. The people are dressed in the typical fashion of the time, with men wearing suits and hats and women in long coats or dresses. The scene is lively but orderly, with people walking in both directions. In the background, past the town hall, more buildings can be seen lining the street. These buildings are smaller and less ornate, likely shops or businesses, with a mixture of flat rooftops and decorative stone details. Street lamps and trolley poles can be seen along the road, indicating that this is a busy, well-traveled part of town. At the bottom of the image, a scalloped white border is visible, giving the photo a postcard-like appearance. A caption at the bottom reads Blackburn Road, Accrington, confirming the location. Overall, the photograph depicts a typical day in a small town, with historic architecture as a backdrop to the daily comings and goings of people and vehicles. It captures a moment in time, showing both the grand civic buildings of Accrington and the everyday life of its residents. Photograph 2. This black and white photograph appears to be from the early 1900s and shows a busy street scene outside the market hall. The architectural style is reminiscent of Victorian or Edwardian public buildings, with grand arches and decorative flourishes. The photograph captures a moment in time when horse-drawn carriages and early cars shared the streets, and markets were a central part of daily life for many. Overall, the scene conveys the hustle and bustle of a lively market day in front of an impressive public building in the early 20th century. In the background, behind the market stalls and buildings, there are more structures and rooftops, giving the sense that the market hall is at the center of the local community. In the foreground, a crowd of people is gathered on the street, most of them standing or walking near a row of market stalls that line the sidewalk. The people are dressed in early 1900s clothing, men in suits, coats, and flat caps, and women wearing long coats, hats, and dresses typical of the period. Several children can also be seen, wearing caps or bonnets. The scene appears to be bustling with activity, but the mood feels orderly, not chaotic. The market stalls have large, sloping canopies that provide shade and protection for the goods being sold. These stalls run along the length of the building. There is a building behind the market stalls. It is grand, with large arched entrances and detailed stonework. Its facade features alternating stripes of light and dark stone, giving it a stately and solid appearance. Above the large central entrance, there is a clock mounted in the middle of a triangular pediment. To the right of the scene, there is an early 1900s car parked on the cobbled street. Behind the car, there is a tram as well as another building with similar stone architecture as the market hall. A sign on this nearby building reads Golden Saloon.